So, what would our founding fathers think of that display in the Iowa State House? Well, given that triangle of freedom, what do you think they would have done? They may have done something comparable to our good friend there. Michael Cassidy. They would have done something comparable to Michael Cassidy, you might think. But I think at a deeper level, they would see that as a symbol of just how sick our society has become. Again, I don't care if this was an earnest satanic display or a parody. They would see that display, given that golden triangle freedom, they would see that display as a sign of a society that is culturally not well. They would see a media that covers it, like you saw on CNN or on these local channels, as indicative of a society that is desperately sick. And then dressing that sickness up in the garb of free speech or religious liberty only serves to further demonstrate and corroborate just how sick and demented our society has become. When we look at this from that the frame of that golden triangle freedom, the fact that we're seeing altar displays like this at a Capitol building, again, parody or not, whether serious or satires, regardless, the fact that we're seeing altar displays like that at a Capitol building defended by so-called conservative politicians is itself a sign of societal degeneration, a societal degeneration that's taken over the whole of our culture. Don't believe me? Then what do you make of this? And this circus is a far left lunatic dance company that shills for every woke issue out there. And they're the ones that Jill Biden personally chose, as I understand it, to celebrate the holidays in our nation's capital. That's not a healthy society. I'm sorry. I don't care if we're trolling, if we're mocking, I don't care what. I don't care what standard evaluation you want to try to bring to bear on this. That is not a healthy society. And also, many of you know that we've just been unfortunately completely demonetized. So let's all make sure to show some love to our awesome sponsor. And that's the one and only Mike Lindell. Christmas is coming and you gotta click on that link below and take advantage of Mike's unbelievable holiday discounts. No one, and I mean no one, is offering better savings like Mike this holiday season. Click on that link below and treat yourself to over 60% off all of Mike's products. You heard that right. 60% off his incredible MyPillow 2.0s, 60% off Mike's wildly comfortable slippers, 60% off MyPillow mattress toppers. You see the wonderful pattern there? Order as many incredible MyPillow products as you want. I personally love Mike's Giza Dream Sheets, which are also over 60% off as well. But this crazy offer is going fast, so don't wait. Click on that link below right now and support Mike as he fights for election integrity and surprise a patriot in your life with some of the most comfortable bedwear around this Christmas. Click on that link below or go to mypillow.com/Turley. Folks, click on that link below and save big today. Now, let me show you what a sign of societal renewal really looks like. Take a look at this. This is stunning footage of a brand new Russian Orthodox cathedral recently built by the Russian government to honor the Russian Federation's armed forces. Yes, you heard that right. These are the kinds of national displays that Russia, you know, that bastion of wickedness, according to the Biden administration, these are the kind of public displays, national displays that Russia is putting up. This is a cathedral. It was built to mark the 75th anniversary of the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. And inside, you could see the extraordinary features of Russian Orthodox architecture and iconography. You see, the Orthodox Church envisions the cathedral as a three-dimensional manifestation of a redeemed and renewed cosmos, incorporating the transformative life, death, and resurrection of Christ. And so the cathedral, in many respects, is a map of the cosmos. The circular dome represents heaven, with the circle representing eternity, and the four corners of the floor represent the four corners of earth. Byzantine churches are often a perfect square, representing the Holy of Holies from the biblical temple. And there are four pillars that stretch down from the heavenly dome to the earthly floor, which represents the four gospels testifying that heaven has come down to earth in Christ, reuniting the entire cosmic order that's been disrupted by the advent of sin and death. What you're looking at is a monument to the reconstitution of space and time that makes explicit the sacramental nature of the cosmos that's been redeemed in Christ and is even now being restored in its original paradisical splendor. And what I want you to get there is that according to that Biden administration that you just saw in that Hunger Games parody, according to that Biden administration, what you saw in that cathedral is the result of an evil, wicked, dark, authoritarian regime. Putin's an authoritarian. He's a despot. He's a tyrant. We're the enlightened. We're the free ones. And by the way, that cathedral is just one of 30,000 that have been built over the last 30 years, most at state expense, to rebuild Orthodox Russia. Gang, I'm just going to say it. Who are the real prisoners here? Who are the real authoritarians here? You see, what we have to get, what we have to understand is that idolatry is tyrannical by nature. Idolatry is tyrannical. Jordan Peterson has been wonderful in this, particularly on the theology of the Exodus story, right? So the Exodus narrative teaches us that the God of the Bible is the God who rescues us from the tyranny, particularly the tyranny of idolatry. Letting my people go involves God freeing his people from Pharaoh's Egypt, which is overrun by blasphemous idolatry. And the irony of the story, the story takes an incredible ironic twist. In that once the people are freed from slavery, once they're freed from slavery, and then they are freed for worshiping the true God. That's the key. Note the twofold freedom that our founding fathers had. There's a negative freedom, a freedom from coercion, restraint, you know, tyranny and the like. But then there's also a positive freedom, a freedom to do what we were created to do, to be what we were always meant to be, to awaken our ultimate human flourishing, lest we end up in what? Another tyranny, another imprisonment. And that's exactly the Exodus story. Once the people are freed from Pharaoh and freed to God's commandments, his Ten Commandments in Sinai, what's the first thing they do? They build an idol, the golden calf. They worship as the Egyptians did and in effect re-enslave themselves. And then the whole rest of the biblical narrative is about God in effect re-rescuing his people and bringing them fully out of slavery, which is ultimately realized in Christ and his resurrection from the tyranny of death and the devil. Gang, what we have to understand is that liberty is a good thing. Obviously, we are the people of faith, family, and freedom. You could say that differently: faith, family, and liberty. We have, in effect, that golden triangle freedom in the very values that we embody. We love liberty. Liberty is beautiful. Liberty is Christian. The book of Galatians says it: stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ made you free. But as our founding fathers understood, liberty requires faith and virtue. Liberty is not a thing in and of itself. Stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ made you free. Liberty requires faith. But liberty amputated from faith, and for the golden triangle, liberty amputated from faith and virtue becomes what? When liberty becomes its own end, what? It's a freaking idol. That's what it is. And when that happens, liberty starts to destroy the very faith and virtue required for its flourishing. Liberty out of slavery is a good. Liberty out of oppression is a good. But liberty from the traditional family structure is a bad. Liberty from our religious traditions is a bad. Liberty from virtue traditions is a bad. Liberty was never, ever meant to be at odds with family or with faith or with virtue. When liberty becomes an idol, it begins to destroy good things. And it does so relentlessly. Because that's what idols do. When liberty becomes an idol, ironically, what does it become? Let this hit you. When liberty becomes an idol, what does it become? It becomes a tyrant. Liberty as an idol enslaves. Liberty is a beautiful, good thing. But when liberty becomes an end in itself, when it becomes an idol, when liberty becomes an instrument by which other good things are destroyed, like faith and family, then it becomes an abusive tyrant. Liberty ends up enslaving us. And Republican politicians are our taskmasters.